Welcome to the Business Advisor Podcast, brought to you by the Business Advisor Academy. This podcast is dedicated to helping business professionals create, sell, and deliver high impact and high value business advisory services. Now, let me introduce you to your host today, Amanda C. Watts.
Welcome to the Business Advisor Podcast, and I just want to say a massive thank you for tuning in. This podcast has been years and years and years in my mind, and now I feel that I am able to dedicate the time and the energy to really bring you a high-value podcast that will help you go from being a technician and working in your business to being able to transform to become a business advisor and help other people in their businesses in a way that makes you wildly wealthy, where you don't have to work too many hours and where you actually enjoy a life of freedom. That's the aim of the podcast. And this creation has been in my mind, as I said, for many, many years. And I'm so excited to be bringing it to you today. So let's just dive in. This is episode one. And today I want to talk about the big picture and the business advisory game that we are playing together. At the simplest and most mechanical level, it's about a life and a business by design. And this is a life and a business by design for you, not for anyone else, but for you, what you want, the life that you want and the business that you want. From your point of view, it's about stepping out of doing the work for your clients and being stuck in the weeds and moving into that advisory role where you're helping your clients, you're giving them advice around your expertise, and it's about working with people that you like in a way that gives you freedom. From an output point of view, it's about being a business advisor in a practice, and there is a huge opportunity for you to easily earn $500,000. And by doing this, you will only be working 10 hours a week in delivery. You won't have a huge team. You won't have a huge bloated team. You'll have one or two staff at most supporting you with this $500,000 of advisory work. Once you reach the $500,000, you can then decide, do you like your freedom or do you want to double down and create higher revenue? It might take some of your freedom away. That's the only thing. So we like to work to $500,000, only working 10 hours a week. What a nice way for that to be. It is possible and it is doable, and it has been done many times around the world. This isn't just something that's going to work in America. It's not something that's just going to work in the UK. I have worked with people in America, in the UK, in Australia, in New Zealand, in South Africa, all over the world, across many, many continents. And if you are finding that you find this difficult to believe and it's something that you cannot do, it's just a message that you're putting inside your head. It's just your own self-talk. And actually, we have a lot of proof that anyone can create a high-value business advisory practice. The game that you are going to be playing is one where you take your financial expertise, you're going to take your everyday knowledge, and you're going to work out, what is this knowledge that you have? Who are you? So what is it that you stand for? What are your values? And we're going to package up your knowledge and your values, and we're going to package them up. And these things, your expertise, your knowledge, and who you are, become your advisory offering. This is where you can make an income that transforms your life. It's where you can make an impact that transforms other people's lives. And I don't want to gloss over that quickly. It's an income that transforms your life, and you'll be working in a way that transforms your life, and an impact that transforms other people's lives. This is a game of courage, where you step away from the traditional way of running your business and shift to running an advisory practice. It's going from what I call a monster business to a freedom practice. It's going from being underpaid and overworked to both time and financial freedom. It's going from that monster business that I told you about, where you have hundreds of clients doing the work for your clients, paying yourself last, growing a team, vampire clients sucking the life out of you, and working 40 to 60 hour weeks, to a massive shift to a freedom practice. the opposite of too many clients, doing the work for your clients, paying yourself last. A freedom practice is where you have 10 to 50 clients max. You're advising people around the numbers and on business growth and strategy. You're paying yourself first. You have a small team of you and one or two other people, and you're working with great people that you want to talk to, all in 10 hours a week of delivery. There's a massive shift where you go from being a commodity and doing the same as everybody else to standing out and having a voice and sharing your expertise. It is all about shifting. It's about shifting from task-orientated to people-centric. It's shifting from doing the work to guiding others. It's from going to fixing people to empowering people. From transactional offering to a transformational offering. From performance evaluation to growth support. And you might find yourself having to go from a fixed mindset to a growth mindset. And you're going to have to do that big old shift from technician to advisor. Now, our logo at the Business Advisor Academy is a lion. And this isn't just something that a random designer said, hey, you should have a lion as your logo. No. The lion actually comes very much from deep within myself and my history and my childhood, actually. The idea to use the lion as the symbol in the Business Advisor Academy actually comes from when I was young and being a big old fan of The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe. It was originally a book that I read at school. And then, of course, I've watched the whole Chronicle of Narnia's on TV, and absolutely fantastic. I'm still such a huge, huge fan. And I find the book and the movie terribly moving. And I really feel some special kind of affinity with the lion. Aslan is the lion. But there's just something about Aslan that almost brings tears to my eyes. For me, he represents courage, strength and goodness. And in the movie stroke book, he's seen as a protector and a savior. And although the side of Aslan that I really, really, really liked was the way that his role, although he was strong and although he was full of courage and although he kind of stood on the top of this mountain overlooking everybody else, he was a guide and a friend to the children. He was also very quiet and very patient. It was never about him. It was always about the greater good. And he had a completely different perspective on the world and a foresight and a vision for goodness and to serve others. And this is the part of Aslan that I really felt strongly drawn to. Now, many of you at this point will be saying, yes, but Aslan represents Christ and the church. And this is not why the story is so powerful for me. Okay, I don't see Aslan representing Christ or God and the story of the church. What I see is Aslan is a good and kind person, and he empowered the children. Here's the key, right? He empowered the children and the whole of Narnia to believe in themselves. He was a leader. And for me, the lion represents who I want to be and show up as, and how business advisors need to show up in the world as well. So a business advisor themselves needs to be a leader, and they, you need to empower your clients, and you need to empower the world and bring about greater good as well. So just as Aslan was, a business advisor needs to embody the strength of a lion, the wisdom and the empathy, empowering, empathizing and bringing change. Your job as a business advisor is to package up all of this expertise that you have and sell it and deliver it for the greater good. That's what we're talking about here. And working with your clients so that they too can have a life and business by design. So you have a life and business by design, and you help them have a life and business by design. And the more value that you bring to your clients, the more valuable you are, and the more valuable you are, the wealthier you're going to become. So the goal for you as you're listening to this podcast and as you go along your business advisory journey is for you to be generating at least $500K in billings, $500, $1 million, £500,000. 100K of it will be allocated for costs. 300,000 to 400,000 of it will come to you, 300,000 to 400,000 of it will come to you and your family, and you're going to be taxed accordingly depending where in the world you live. We want you to be left after tax with around £200,000 take home pay a year. You're going to stop doing the work for people. You're going to start empowering your clients to understand and do the work for themselves. So as I said, this works across most countries, and we're benchmarked to the USA and UK, where £1, so £500, equals $2. So 500 British pounds equals $1 million US. So this works for the way that you charge for your services too. So as a business advisor, you might on average charge around £1,000 a month for business advisory here in the UK. It's a really good place to start. You know, £1,000 to 2,000 a month for advisory in the UK. In the USA, it's $2,000 to $4,000 a month. So it's double what we charge here in the UK if you're in the USA, and the Australia is somewhere in between. Okay, right. So that's kind of the money. It's not about the money, but it is all about the money. Money provides security. And when someone is secure, they tend to come from a good place. So if you're feeling safe and secure in your practice, you're going to be able to help your clients from a very grounded place and in a way where they are going to feel very confident to be with you. If you're struggling financially, or you worry, or you live in anxiety and you can't show up as the leader or the advisor or the mentor, then you're going to struggle to help other people. So a lot of the work is about making sure that you're financially secure and also that your mindset is strong so that you can help other people and do the work that you were put on this earth to do. Of course. Okay, so we would all like to say that we love what we do so much that we would do it for free. But if it was for free, our ability to make a difference in the world would be totally short-lived. So we have to charge for our services. Money gives you impact and it gives you income. So it gives you the chance to change your life and live it to a way where you have time and money and stress freedom. It gives you the chance to help others live their life to the fullest as well. And the thing that is different about running a freedom practice from a monster practice is that it allows you to live your life to the fullest now. Okay, live your life to the fullest now and not wait for the day where you sell your business or retire and get your pension. So whether you're in your 20s, your 30s, 40s, 50s or 60s, it's about taking the money out of the business and then investing into stocks and shares, having the investments that grow in value, invest in property, and actually have the holidays now and not wait for your saga holiday when you're in your 50s and 60s, hoping that you're going to enjoy yourself. It's about living the life that you want now. What with everything that's happened in the world in the past few years and the speed of change in business, technology and life, being an advisor has never been more important than it is now. And it's really time for you to think about standing up and owning your expertise, helping more people, coming out from behind the computer and really making a difference. You've spent many, many years learning and educating yourself. You will be doing a disservice to the world if you don't start sharing that with other people. It's very easy to stay a technician. You have to be brave and you have to be bold, just like the lion. You have to be brave as a lion to step out and be an advisor. But once you do it, you will get more and more courage. And for me, that has been life-changing for me to become a business advisor. And for you guys, it will be life-changing for you. If you play the game of the 500-10 model, which is the 500K of advisory in 10 hours a week in delivery, you will have to start with little projects. You're not going to be able to immediately go to the 500K revenue. These projects, as you build your practice, will be helping you kind of grow in confidence and grow with your offer and grow emotionally, intellectually, all of these things. And you do it little by little by little. You don't go straight into it with complete fear. You go in and you build that confidence. It all starts with creating the right offer, though. The confidence comes from creating the right offer. We call it the offer diamond. And then once we've got your offer, we shift to positioning you in the marketplace. We do that using a signature methodology. And then we get you known for the advice that you give. And then it's about building a practice by design in a way that sits in alignment with your dreams. So over 90-day periods, you might run a couple of campaigns to add 1 to 3 new clients a month. And then those people, those new clients, will be paying you anywhere between £500 and £2,000 a month for your services, or $1,000 to $3,000 for your services. And then over a 1 to 3 year period, you add £500,000 in revenue to your freedom practice. Now, having played this game for several decades, I know this game is a fundamental shift in identity. All right, not just a fundamental shift in how you run your business, but it's a fundamental shift in identity, in how you see yourself and how the world sees you. The difference between a technician and an advisor is that a technician is not known in their own right. You are faceless, you're invisible. You just do the work for some people. As an advisor, you're known for knowing stuff in your own right, and you're looked to as an expert. And you have to shift your identity from hiding to being visible. So there's an identity shift at you get paid as well if you shift your identity. It's a move from being a faceless business to being known and respected in your own right. It's less about how big a business you can have and thinking it's all about systems and team, and shifting to how much value you can bring and get paid for that value. This shift is often a journey of rediscovery and growth, and it can be hard to even comprehend moving to advisory as a full-time gig without having to do the work for clients. But what I do know for sure is that your confidence grows the more you show up and the more you create and form who you are as you go on this journey, and the difference you can make on the planet, your confidence grows with the more courage that you have. If you show up in service to others, you start to experience a shift in fulfillment and meaning, in happiness and contribution. And you will find that your vibrations and your feelings and your energy will go through the roof when you're doing something that you love and making a bigger difference in the world. It goes from the stress of you running a monster business with no one coming to save you, you having to really organize this big, big business that is complex and tiring and draining and exhausting and is not paying you very well often, shifting to a practice model where you're in it with others. You have a tribe of people wanting you to succeed and have your back. Think about how you would feel if you could pull yourself out of doing the work and being in the weeds all the time to being the advisor, empowering others and having the income and the impact you truly desire. So thank you for joining me on today's first podcast Business Advisor podcast. As I said at the beginning, this has been a massive, massive dream of mine to launch. And today you are listening to the first episode. Join me on the next episode where I will be talking about creating your business advisory offering. Speak to you soon.
Thank you for listening to the Business Advisor podcast. If you've enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to follow or subscribe, share this podcast and leave a rating and review. To discover more about how you can confidently build an advisory offer into your practice that your clients and prospects won't say no to, we invite you to join Amanda on her next webinar, How to Launch and Scale Your Advisory Offering. Join her by visiting businessadvisoracademy.com/webinar. See you soon.